USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People living in flood-stricken Jackson, Mississippi are being told not to drink tap water. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency and activating the Mississippi National Guard as residents in the capital city are without safe running water following heavy rains.
Replacing our largest city's infrastructure of running water with human distribution is a massively complicated logistical task. We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people for an unknown period of time.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is dead at the age of 91. It's unclear what the cause of death was. He grew up under Stalin's regime and experienced German occupation in World War II. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 308 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
President Biden is addressing supporters in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, 10 weeks out from the November midterms, with a speech about gun crime and funding the police.
I'm determined to ban assault weapons in this country. Determined. I did it once before, and I'll do it again.
This comes as many Democratic leaders were calling for the defund the police movement during the Black Lives Matter riots. All eyes are on a hearing in West Palm Beach, Florida on Thursday.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Ukrainian authorities claim to have started looking into over 25,000 cases of potential war crimes since the Russian invasion began 6 months ago. Ukraine's lead prosecutor for human rights violations, Yuri Belousov, explains why they're investigating while the war is still ongoing.
Crimes have been committed. We have to investigate. We have to prove to victims that we're not sitting here. We're trying to find who did it, and we do our best to do that. Even for victims, it's important because they see that the state tries to do this.
The Biden administration continues to tout President Joe Biden's plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in student loan debt for borrowers making under $125,000 a year. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna on Fox Business assures this won't be the end of Democrats' efforts to help middle-class Americans.
More to come on education and more to come for working families.
Four new Broward County school board members are sworn in to replace the previous one suspended by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. One of the new board members is Tori Alston.
With this grand jury report now available, my goal is to ensure holding all of our staff accountable.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.